Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to Only Stupid Answers, the best dang podcast you could put your little ears into. Happy quarantine, everyone. It's almost summertime, but don't worry. Just stay inside. Don't be one of those people who goes outside right now. Wear a mask. Be responsible.
Hold
don't
on.
Don't go to the movie theaters. Don't go. I don't know. I don't know where you're going. Don't go.
Don't go. Just don't go. Wait, is it almost summer or is it summer?
I mean, it's, I don't know. Like, we got to use the air conditioning now. I feel like it's summer.
Yeah, once the air conditioning goes, it's summertime.
I realize I've been inside too long that I laid outside for about 30 minutes 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and the back of my legs got sunburned, and that genuinely blows a lot. that was a big disappointment, but I'm happy to be back. DJ,
yes.
How are you doing? Thank you for coming to another episode of our show.
Yes, I'm happy to be a part of our show, but we have a very special guest today.
We do. You might know her from AfterBuzz's coverage for RuPaul Drag Race. You might know her from Dr. Phil. You might know her from her cosmetic company, Bat Me. Please welcome Jayla Rocks. Jayla, thank you so much for joining us today.
You made me sound like super cool. I love that intro. Can I get like that little bit and I can die happy?
What?
Yeah, I'll film it better. I'll get a cleaner shot so it's not me like clipping out of reality over here, but then I'll make it look better. You can put it on like your voicemail or something.
No, really. Thank you so much for having me. I'm like geeking out, like literally. So I like at the beginning of the show, I told you guys I felt so bad because I didn't have my shield. So I brought my Shuri Funko Pop, you know?
So cool.
Yes, I know. She's a part of my Black Ladies of Excellence. So I have a bunch of like, you know, influential women, including RuPaul as mm-hmm. a Funko Pop. So I think I'm pretty cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Awesome. Do you have a vote on whether it is summer or not? Do you have an opinion?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So you know it's summer because when we think about summer, we think about like the drink of the season. And right now I am like drinking White Claw. So it's the drink of the summer. So it's technically summer after every sip, right?
There you go. There you go.
It's a little bit of, you get to taste like Hawaii or the beach.
Yeah.
Or being more like spring break.
White Claw tastes like, have you ever chewed on a Brillo pad? It's very that.
What a ringing endorsement. They should
We're big fans.
Yeah. They should put that on the side of the can. Like, hey, wait, hold on. Have you ever chewed on a Brillo pad?
I gotta come clean about something. I, for years, would relentlessly mock anyone that would drink LaCroix or any kind of sparkling water.
You were mean about it.
I was mean about it. Yeah. I called names. I block people. No, but I have to say, I have to retract all of my ill words, whatever. But yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a huge fan. All of the different types of sparkling water. It's delicious. It's amazing. It feels like I'm being healthy. I kind of am because it's just canned water with a hint of a flavor, but it's just enough. It's like weird. It tricks you. It's like I'm about to drink a Sprite, but then when it gets into your mouth, you're like, oh, nope.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Right. You're drinking a Psych.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
It's a lie that I can get on board with. And I think that's a ringing endorsement that LaCroix can put on the side of their cans. I felt the same way when I drink White Claw. I need to give it another shot. I got it as a Christmas present for my father, who did not enjoy it, who did not enjoy that gift. But you know what? Maybe we'll give it another swing. I'll give it a try. Jayla, for the folks at home, I mentioned a couple of things that people might recognize you from, but let the people know out there, what are the projects that you have worked on in the past?
Oh my God. I feel like I've been everywhere. I've worked with, okay, well, let's start from the beginning. So yeah. I've always been a theater kid, always growing up. And my very first role was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Don't judge me. But like, I guess at that time, it was like my first moment of being like actually in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is pretty cool. I really like it. And I guess fast forward 20 plus years later, I've got the chance to work with so many great people, like so many different great artists. I'm not going to name drop. I'm not that person.
Please drop the names.
We won't judge. We like hearing stories.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've worked with one of my favorites I've ever worked with was the Pussycat Dolls.
Nice.
That one is like really great. So I'm really good friends with Robin Anton, and she's the creator, and she's been a very like great mentor to me throughout all of these years. And since my move, because I'm a Southern girl, so since my move to LA, I've been able to adapt, and I think, you know, having the confidence like a Pussycat Doll to do the things that I need to do.
Yeah.
You know. But I've been everywhere, and I guess my biggest one right now would be Dr. Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like this close to Oprah. So that means I kind of know Oprah just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. A little bit of that Oprah rubbed off. Just a little bit. So wait, where are you from in the South? Because I'm from originally from Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia. Nice. You hear that Georgia, that little twang. And I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
3 years, and then I kind of traded in like the hurricanes for like wildfires and earthquakes.
Yes.
So I'm okay with it.
I will say in defense of the hurricanes, which obviously I'm not a big fan of, at least they let you know that they're coming.
Yeah. And we actually, okay, you're from Florida, so you know this. We have hurricane parties.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go to the grocery store and it's kind of like do here and during the pandemic is like, you know, buy a whole bunch instead of toilet paper, it was vodka.
Kind of
all of the vodka, and I was like, we don't need this much. And then next thing you know, I'm like, I'm so glad we did.
I if I'm being honest, if I had to choose between Atlanta or anywhere in Florida, I would choose Atlanta.
Perhaps same.
Why Atlanta?
Just because I don't know about you. I don't know about your experience in Jacksonville. I grew up just outside of Tampa, Florida, and I don't need to go back.
He got his fill.
I did it. It's fine. And I remember I stopped briefly in Atlanta when I came out here. I came out on a road trip, and it was very briefly because we were driving all the way from Florida to LA. But it seemed like a really cool city. Then again, I was just coming out of Florida, so anytime I was in a big city, I was like, oh, look at all this.
Yeah. So Atlanta, you get the Falcons.
Yeah.
Really good food, like historic. So is that going really good food, historic monuments, and a good booty club. So if you want to go to the booty club, gotta go through that.
Well, now I know what I'm doing when I go there. Mm-hmm. I'll see if my girlfriend wants to
all do three
that.
Of those things. All three of those things. Exactly.
Well, that's awesome. And so, you went to Jacksonville, and then did it go from Jacksonville straight up to Los Angeles, or did
So I ended up doing Undercover Boss in 2017, and I ended up winning the show. So spoiler alert, I ended up winning the episode. They gave me $10,000.
Wow.
And that's
wow.
Exactly. And it was like, I made $10,000 in 30 seconds. I'm not mad about it. So, and I didn't have to take my clothes off or nothing.
Nothing.
So I am so happy. But no, it was a really great opportunity because it's like, did I want to become a reality star or do I want to actually make a difference in life? And I knew that coming from like with my background, I was raised in a very like, you know, head driven, like family.
Yeah.
So I was like, being a reality show with $10,000 isn't really a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to just be authentic, tell the truth. And that's kind of how I started Batme Cosmetics, because I was like, how can I always make sure I look good, but never have to pay for makeup again?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, start a business, but it was more about celebrating the people that helped me get to where I was.
Well, I really want to dive into Batme because starting your own business seems so daunting and all that. But before we get into all that, we like to start off each episode by talking about what we're into this week as kind of just a fun way to kick things off. So Sam, let's start with you. Is there something this week that you're able to check out that you were into that you liked?
I think just for the superhero fans, I've been watching the new season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and it's I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my full review because it's not amazing.
Yeah.
It's just really good.
Yeah.
But I've been what did I check out this week? I was going to mention comics, but I think the best thing is I've been revisiting New Girl, the hit Fox sitcom because I needed laughs. And I haven't watched that show in a minute. And I think just a lot of the strong, there's a lot of strong parts of that show. But once they kind of ditch the manic pixie dream girl personality of Zooey Deschanel, she's still very like head in the clouds, but she became very focused and you understood who her character was more. And I really liked how they tuned her up. And I really enjoy the way they made each of the supporting characters so distinct and important between Coach or Winston or Schmidt or Nick. Like there's so many creative characters that are funny in their own ways and the way that they're able to, the writers are able to make those characters bounce off of each other. It's just endlessly entertaining, just truly endlessly entertaining. And revisiting it, I've fully forgotten the show. I feel like I thought I remembered a good amount. Fully, just I had too many other things to think about. I mean, with quarantine, I think the anxiety cleared a lot of my pop culture knowledge right out of my brain. Yeah. So I you know what, I got to relearn it.
Yeah,
I'm learning to walk again. But really, that this week that's been that. I did want to give one more shout to for people who for people who listened to our review of Iron Man 2, we had a very special guest, my nephew Jack, and his birthday, he's turning well, I don't want to actually say on the podcast what age he's turning, but he's having his birthday like within the next week, and I'm very excited to do a social distanced birthday party for him. We're gonna try to do like a parade where we like come by with signs and we got him.
I love those.
We're trying, you know, like it would be, I can't even imagine what it'd be like to be a kid like and not being able to see your friends on your birthday and all this stuff, but they've been the kids have been great through all of this, and I'm just really proud of him. Also, he got into video games recently, so I can say this. I got him Luigi's Mansion 3 on the Switch because it's just scary enough. You know, like I think I was that age when I played the first one when it came out on GameCube, and it scared the crap out of me, and I want to give that to him. I want to see if he's brave enough. I want to be that uncle.
Yeah, you want to be the cool uncle. I get it. So, Jayla, how about you? Was there anything you had a chance to check out this week?
Well, you know, with this whole quarantine thing, I have been like picking up a lot of new like things, just things in general. So I have been following the trend of houseplants.
Nice.
I have been trending. So I started off with a celery stalk and it died. So I'm like, how do you?
I'm sorry.
I thought just put water. I didn't know. So I'm like, maybe I should like YouTube or TikTok it. Who knows? So I went to the store and I got two more plants that actually have like soil in them already. So I'm just like watering them and just making sure that they're okay because I want to adopt a dog. But I was like, let's start with plants first and then try to work our way up. And then other than that, I have been revisiting The Gifted on Fox. So we're plugging a lot of Fox shows.
Yeah.
It was the X-Men alternate universe.
Yeah.
I missed the original run of it when it came out. So I'm like going to watch over the two seasons that it had, and it sucks that it got canceled, but now I got time.
Exactly. Now I feel like that's maybe a good way to watch it when it's all together, when it's all like one thing.
Absolutely.
Because I remember checking that out when it was airing, and I was like, it was like the first couple episodes of season one, I was having trouble clicking with it, but there were moments that stood out, and there were a lot of really cool characters. And I'm bummed that we don't have another X-Men show, and we probably won't for a while, like or even an attempt at one.
Dropping the ball with X-Men, because X-Men has always been like my favorite, because I can somehow relate to the whole like diversity of and the people not understanding. And I feel like I was a part of the institution for gifted youngsters, you know what I mean? So I've always gravitated towards that. And I just feel like they kept dropping the ball with it. And I am very connected to the Fox universe of X-Men because that's what we grew up on these past couple of years.
Yeah.
So I was glad to see that The Gifted was like the last little bit of Fox. And then I was like, darn, that's it.
It's gone forever. Can you remember what your like intro into X-Men was? Was it the comics? Was it the Fox movies? What was your like gateway into the X-Men?
Yeah. Okay. So when I was in fifth grade, I had this art teacher, Mr. Wortham, and he was actually a cosplayer. He was a very like young guy and do like cosplay and all this stuff. So every time I would go to his art class, he had a shit ton of, can I say shit ton?
Yeah. So you can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were on like PBS or something.
No. We're good to go.
So yeah, he had a shit ton of like old comics. And then after school, I would go to his class and he would stay after school with me and like introduce me to comic books. And like, you know, and he was a big Marvel fan. So he had like the originals Avengers comics and, you know, all of these like different ones. So he would like give them to me every day of the week. And then my last day of elementary school, if you will, he gave me the collection of, of things. And these were original Avengers from like the 70s, way older than I am.
Wow.
Still with the coupon clippings inside the book.
Oh my That's goodness. Cool.
So I have it to this very day. And I'm like, whenever someone tries to Marvel trivia me, I'm like, no. Yeah. And this is true. This happened. Yeah. You know, so it's always good to have like a Rolodex of themes, you know?
Yeah. True fans always have that. They have to have the receipts. They got to have the evidence. Yeah. It's important because people on Twitter, they'll get you. They'll get you.
Yeah, I lost a boyfriend because he wanted to argue with me about the existence of Star Fox and the existence of Spectrum, who used to be Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Back when she was black. And I'm like, did you know that Captain Marvel was black? And you're like, no, she wasn't. And I was like, this issue. So now I'm single because I like Marvel over Marvel stuff.
I like of all the characters in the Marvel canon to have a fight over that Star Fox was involved. Like, I think Star Fox showed up for like a half a page in a recent Guardians comic, but it's like nobody likes Star Fox.
Nobody remembers.
Nobody likes Star Fox. I think because he's like a sexual predator, maybe.
That's always weird when you go back into some of the 70s comics. You're like, oh no, not now. We can't do this now.
Yeah, well, like, go ahead.
Oh yeah, well, there was a classic Miss Marvel run, like before she was like Captain Marvel. It was like Carol Danvers, and it was that the whole thing where she like a villain secretly with like a ray made her pregnant, and the other Avengers were like, you know what, you gotta be a mother, you gotta go live with that guy, and you're like, what are you saying?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we were talking about. I was like, well, Star Fox was a predator. Yeah. Because the Star Fox that he's talking about is do a barrel roll.
Yep. Yeah. Like, yeah. No, that Star Fox is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Star Fox is cool.
Yeah. We love it. We like that Star Fox.
Well, okay. Quick question though. When it ranking X-Men, who are some of your like, what's your like top three favorite X-Men?
Okay. I would have to say Storm, of course. Mm-hmm. Sunfire.
Mm-hmm.
And. Oh my, it's a mix up between Polaris and Nightcrawler.
I could kind of feel Nightcrawler. I mean, everyone who doesn't like Nightcrawler? He's like a swashbuckling elf. I don't really know how to describe him, but he's up there for me too.
So you're watching The Gifted and that features Polaris. What do you think about how they're handling Polaris and The Gifted?
I'm only on like season one, like episode eight. So I'm like creeping into season two.
Yeah.
But for what it is, I would like to see more of like power. There's a lot of running around. So I'm like, I want to see them fight. Like, we actually don't get to see them fight like Sentinels. They keep talking about the Sentinels and Trask. And I'm like, okay, let's bring it together, guys. Yeah. Let's fight. But we'll figure it out. I'm not going to rush it.
We'll get there. We'll get there someday. But yeah, I think for me, what I'm into this week is I actually got to check out a comedy special on HBO from Yvonne Orji, who is from Insecure. And I don't watch Insecure, but I want to now because my wife was watching this and she hadn't watched Insecure yet. And so she popped it on, and it's great. She's amazing. It's because I've been.
But Mama, I Made It, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was fantastic. And then my wife started watching Insecure, and she's been praising that to no end. So now I want to go. Like I have so many things to watch, but now it's like, oh, okay. Well, now I'm going to watch this as well. But it's great, and it's interesting too because. Not only is it her stand-up, but it has segments of going back to her past in where she grew up with her family and everything, and how that informs not only her comedy, but like her journey. And I'm a big fan of like the I don't know, like the truth that people bring to their art and where that comes from, and hearing stories that you don't really get an opportunity to anymore. Because I checked out Patton Oswalt's new stand-up special. It's not this bad. I'm not going to throw Patton Oswalt on the bus, but it's like, it's not, you know the stories he's going to tell you. You've seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like get an opportunity to hear from different voices and not only that, but like to kind of see where she grew up, because she's Nigerian American. And so a big part of her past is in Nigeria. And so seeing that and seeing how that informed her journey. And I'm a sucker for that too. Like just like seeing other parts of the world. It's like, I hate flying. So I will probably never see these parts of the world.
But I love flying. Is it the peanut?
No, it's honestly the leg room. It's the leg room. I'm 6'6" and so planes just aren't built for guys like me. And so it's just, and the close spaces, if I'm being honest, I don't like anything about flying. I hate it. I hate it so much. But I love seeing other places.
I mean, I love flying, but I usually 100% get sick on every flight I go on. Every time. I will bring hand sanitizer. I'm now trying to wipe down all the surfaces. I mean, after this, who knows? But like, before, but every time without fail, I'd get sick.
I love flying. Oh my God. Like that's the first thing I'm like, can't wait to do. Everybody's like, I can't wait to go to the bar. I'm like, I can't wait to get in the air, you know?
So where are some places that you like to travel?
Okay. Well, I do like to go back home every chance I get, because mm-hmm. here everything's so constructed and smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I call it trash weekend and I go back to either Jacksonville or Atlanta and I just experience the trash that I grew up in. And I'm like, this is very humbling at home. And having people like, just walking barefoot in Walmart. I'm like,
Yep.
It's comforting.
I remember I was in college in Tampa, and there was a Walmart by the campus, and it was like, I was in college. So we went at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and it was packed at like 2 in the morning. And there was this little kid running around barefoot, just running around screaming in the storm. I'm like, what is happening? It's Florida.
Yeah.
It's Florida.
It's Florida. And Walmart. It's a weird nexus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Intersectional. A lot of weird stuff can happen there. But I mean, I'm bummed because of that. Like, I like the idea of, like, for you guys, that you can go home because you've made LA your home. I grew up in a suburb outside of it, not complaining.
You can't escape.
I can't escape. Yeah. But like, whenever I visit somewhere else, I'm like, oh wow, it's a lot better everywhere else. Like, it's a lot better in like very different ways. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to make yearly, like, we go to Austin, Texas for a film festival, and that's always been a really like special thing for us to do. And we've done it 3 years now. Yeah. 3 years.
Yeah.
And I did it a couple years before that too. And I've been doing Portland for 3 years, and that's been like really cool. I'm just bummed that like that's just not gonna happen this year. Yeah. Also, I don't want to spend the money and drive there.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that really. So I'm bummed about that. But
real quick, one last thing I wanted to mention is I also picked up talking about comics, I did pick up the latest issue of Wonder Woman Dead Earth by Daniel Warren Johnson, and it is my favorite comic on the stands right now. It is, I don't think there's any artist in the game that does action better than him. And there's a big Wonder Woman Superman throwdown that it's so kinetic and engaging.
It might be my favorite superhero fight I've ever seen in a comic.
Yeah,
I think just hands down.
And even little details about the way, and I don't know if it's his letter or if it's the artist, but the way sound effects are used, because typically you've got the boom or whatever. The way the sound effects are drawn, it's not just to convey the sound, but the kind of the texture of it. Like, you can feel the explosion or the hit or the whatever. It's part of the art, and it just adds to this level of you feel like it's happening, and it's just always it's really impressive in a medium that can be kind of static to have that sort of kinetic energy to it. And so if you're not checking that out, a lot of great books on the stands, but if you're not checking out Wonder Woman Dead Earth, I can't recommend it enough.
A quickie synopsis for people who don't know. It's Wonder Woman wakes up in a post-apocalyptic world, and everything's gone. There's humanity's basically gone. There's monsters running around. And we basically find out this is a little bit Wonder Woman's fault of why this happened. But she doesn't remember why.
Yeah.
But also it's 100% humanity's fault.
Yeah.
And it's because she's like the, she is like the god of war, but also she loves humanity the way a god can. What's the limit of that love?
Yeah.
Is there a limit to how much she can love for how many times humanity can mess up the earth? And it's like, ooh-wee. I was getting amped. I wanted to go on a run after reading the last issue because it was it was amazing.
Therapist.
But okay, so with that, I recommend people check that out. Let us know your thoughts on our Discord, which you can join over at our Patreon. Bing, bang, boom. There's a plug right there. But Jayla, I wanted to throw it over to you. Let's talk about Batme again, because I want to give a proper shout out. I want our audience to go check out your company and talk about its origin. Let's start out there. Like, how did Batme get started?
Absolutely. Okay. So then a lot of people were like, why Batme the name? So let's get, it's kind of like a pun. It's like a dad joke inside of the name. So Batme is like when you blink your lashes, like you bat your lashes like that. It was like Batme.
Yeah.
So originally all we did was sell like different quality and styles of lashes. So it was Batme lashes. And then once we started to like build a rapport with people and started gaining this audience, I felt like it was my duty to then expand, because every day I get messages from people saying like, these lashes changed my life. Yeah. I look great. I feel great. And I'm like, they're just lashes. But then I get to understand like, if you look good, you feel good, you'll perform good in anything that you do.
Yeah.
So I am helping someone else come into their own and embrace what they have and embrace their creativity and art through expression. So I felt like, okay, well, now I have to keep it moving, keep this ball rolling. So a lot of people ask me, like, why now start a makeup brand when there's been makeup brands, like, you know, 1,000 other brands there? I'm not really worried about who I can reach. I'm worried about the people that I already have.
Yeah.
So that way I'm building this community of people and getting personal with these people, knowing their names, knowing whose order is what, you knowing what they like and being in contact with them. So that way it's not, I don't want your dollar. I want your experience. And I want to like help you move forward. Cause I always try to see the best in people, cause I'm a Pisces. So, and that's like one, it's like a major flaw, but it's also a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. So
that's a very heartfelt and human way to run a company. It's very encouraging.
Yes. Yeah. It's very rewarding, because normally when you talk about companies, it's not, it doesn't make you feel good.
There's a vertical we haven't filled and we need to make a product there that people will buy in the Midwest. And you're like, oh my God, I don't want to make content this way.
So
yeah. Cause it takes the fun out of it. If you're just only worried about it, like the dollar amounts, you know?
So something like how do you, how do I want to ask this question? What does it look like managing something like that? Because normally, you know, we work on this podcast and working on other projects. It's a lot of like intangible stuff, not a lot of overhead. You're working with an actual product. You have to get, just thinking about it just makes me want to hyperventilate. Like getting the items, shipping, all that stuff. What does it look like for you managing all that?
A lot of white claws. A little bit of pot. No.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
it's
bit.
It's got to help. Yeah.
So it all comes from, I like to say, real life's eyes. Yeah. And what that means is, does it make sense? Do we need to have, no shade, but do we need to have luxurious boxes? Yeah. Or do we need to put the money into the actual product itself? You know what I mean? Yeah. So I have to figure out, does it make sense? Am I selling the box or am I selling the makeup?
Yeah.
And then it goes into, I live in LA. Is it vegan? Is it gluten-free? Is it, you know, those things? Does it pass, you know, the formula test? Is it pigmented? Then we move on to me trying it out for 4 months. And people are complimenting me out in public. They go, oh, I like this, I like that. I'm like, okay, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I will never sell you shit that I don't wear myself.
Yeah.
I'm a walking billboard. I'll give you a close up. Look at that.
There it is.
Very good.
Bam.
Bam, bam.
And it's all Batme. So I want to make sure that I am confident about the product that I'm selling.
Yeah.
So that way it doesn't have to have selling points.
Mm-hmm.
I am the fucking selling point.
Yeah. I like that.
Look like yes or no. But then it goes into that, and then it goes into the cause. So Bat Me always tries to pick a cause about what it's for. Believe it or not, I personally do not ever see any profits from Bat Me. I don't receive anything, like any money for it. So I make sure that it goes back into the inventory, goes back into the business, and we also give back. So this month we're giving back to the Black Trans Protesters Emergency Fund. So cool. As we experienced last week, the liberation and the resistance of everyone, which I'm so proud of, a lot of those people, and just like Stonewall and the, you know, the Pride riots, it was started by Black trans women.
Yeah.
And these women now are being arrested with the rest of the protesters. But instead of respecting people who the fuck they are, these women are being placed in male jail cells or men jails, which is very unsafe for anybody, you know, who doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
So what Bat Me is doing right now is we're literally selling out our entire inventory to fund these, to fund this emergencies so that they, we can bail these women out so they're not facing harm and or danger, just for protecting our rights and freedom for everyone.
I wish, just like, you know, Sam was kind of mentioning earlier, I wish more businesses did that. I've been thinking, actually, we were just kind of talking about this before, like a lot of our world is based around this idea of trust between consumers and companies and stuff like that. And so it really kind of makes me emotional to hear you say that, because it's, and like you said, doesn't make sense. You're acting out what makes sense to you and trying to be what more businesses should be. And so it's really encouraging to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm going to do what I can.
Yeah.
And what you're doing, though, is above and beyond of what a lot of people have done, but more than I've done, it's incredible. There's a link, by the way, anyone listening or watching, there's a link down below for Bat Me Cosmetics. So go follow there, go support, buy some lashes for yourself, for your friends. You can play with them.
So there's a whole bunch of stuff up there. So buy it all. It's all vegan. It's all gluten free, and it makes you look good.
I love it. I love
That's
it.
Awesome.
Where do you want to see? Obviously, you're using Bat Me as a platform to help your community. Where do you see where are your goals for Bat Me? Where do you see it going in the future?
Absolutely. So this year we kind of manifested this year, believe it or not. Like, sorry, it has to be COVID. All these other things, but we manifested this. We always wanted to say 2020 is going to be the year of clarity. And we've always said that for ourselves. And then it just happens because it all works in mysterious ways. The universe does.
Yeah.
So this right now is still a blessing for me. And this is still my clarity moment, because we're exposing racists. Mm-hmm. We're exposing, you know, the bigots. We're exposing all of this, all the smoke and mirrors, no more. So it's definitely a year of clarity. So I say that, because we were supposed to do a campaign this year called Bat Me 2020. Mm-hmm. And it was, the slogan was be your future. Mm-hmm. And what that means is, now that the time has come, because you've been waiting for forever, what are you going to do to make it last forever? Make your existence last forever.
Yeah.
So I see Bat Me, of course, in like department stores, but you know, it is what it is. But I see Bat Me being more of a community rather than a brand or a product.
Yeah. I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
really noble. And the only other person I know that like runs a business that actually makes a product, my girlfriend actually makes it's a health food product. Turmeric is a really big thing in the health food world right now for like anti-inflammatory properties. So years ago, when she was living in Australia, she helped develop it, because it kind of got big over there first and then it made its way over here. And she's got a health food product and she really stands behind it. And I've seen how it's had a positive impact on people, and they give back with every sale of it goes to Magic Moments youth camp, youth leadership camp. So it gives scholarships to kids to come to this camp to learn how to be future leaders, or just or to help kids who might be suicidal. Like there's like a lot of ways that it's able to help kids, and it's just sweet and also awesome to know more people that have products that they are selling that are benefiting a large group of people. So I,
yeah,
thank you. I mean, like I haven't bought the product, but I'll go buy it now just because it's very, it's very sweet. But you mentioned that you're not, this isn't something that you're making a profit from. So outside of this, you've been doing AfterBuzz, Dr. Phil, and other programs. I know I saw on IMDb that you popped on the A Black Lady sketch show on HBO, correct?
Yes. Oh, my God. that was actually a fun day. I got a chance to work with Robin Thede, who is the creator of Black Lady Sketch Show, and Gabrielle Dennis, and Bob the Drag Queen. He was actually the commentator, and what it was a spoof of Pose, the FX show.
Yeah.
And instead of it being super glamorous, it was like super Amish.
Nice.
So we were like, it was called the Basic Ball, and I was like the trophy girl. I was like, oh, here you go, like giving it out to the winners.
Yeah.
And it was funny, and I know A Black Lady Sketch Show did get picked up for a season 2. Correct. So I've been like, I'm very a shameless plug. So I've been like hitting up Robin's DMs, mm-hmm. like, hey girl, remember me? We had chicken sandwiches, and I think she blocked me. No, I'm just kidding.
Before we totally get off the business stuff, we did have a Discord question from that MCU guy that he wanted to ask you, Jayla. How do you feel about social media advertising? Do you feel it is something that works for new businesses? Or do you think like, he says like Facebook and Insta, like play it up, but it really isn't that helpful?
Okay. So I would have to say that it's all about how you word it and what you are selling. Okay. So for example, I absolutely love social media advertising because that's how you reach the people that you would never walk or, I mean, you could go see, hop on a plane to go see, you know, yeah. You'll never see those people. So you have to reach out, and people, it's not saying that people don't want to buy your stuff. They just don't know about it.
Yeah.
And when people do know about it and they don't buy your stuff, you can't get mad about them not supporting you because half of the people right now can't really support themselves. Mm-hmm. So I always tell myself that. So it's nothing that you're doing that is quote unquote wrong or incorrect with this, because the fact that you are doing it, that's right. Mm-hmm. So now you want to say like, who can this benefit? Who am I talking to? Is it, you know, you, and you have to break down every little thing. The ages, am I talking to men, male, female, or both? Am I talking to people on the West Coast, people between the ages of, you know what I mean? And it's like, mm-hmm. what do they like that can also, that is around your brand? So you have to kind of just ask yourself, who is my audience? Who am I trying to sell this to? Is it grandma from down the street?
Yeah.
Or is it, you know, the social media influencer? You have to know who you're talking to specifically. And I know that my brand, my brands, my personal brand and my business brand are two different audiences.
Yeah.
So my Bat Me brand is for the younger, like, you know, makeup artistic, creative people, mm-hmm. but my personal brand is middle-aged white women.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, like, since Undercover Boss and Dr. Phil, like, these are things that middle-aged white women who sit at home all day and watch these things, and they are the ones who have been messaging me saying, like, I would have never met someone like you, and I'm sitting at home with my cat mm-hmm. and watching you gives me hope for the world. And you know, all those little things, because people want to know how can they help. Yeah. And me, but you being able to put me on a platform and you give me the voice is helping enough. And I feel like if I'm reaching those people who would never ever see me or talk to me, even in like middle America, because I know I'm not welcome there. Mm-hmm. But if they are able to see me on a TV or something like that, I'm reaching those people and I'm getting those messages, and it's heartfelt. So I'm not selling Grandma Shirley eyelashes and shadows and, you know, highlighters, because she's going to look like a prostitute. Nothing's wrong with looking like a prostitute. I mean, hey.
It's about knowing what your brand is.
Yeah.
What they want. By the way, I don't know what my targeted Instagram ads are thinking that I want. But they're very effective, but they think I have a lot more disposable income. They're like, do you want this? It's like a beanbag chair that's Tempur-Pedic, and it was marked down from $1,200 to $600. I'm like, well, $600? That's saving a lot of money. I was like, wait, what the fuck? I'm not going to spend $600 on a beanbag chair. Are you insane? Are you crazy? Now,
okay, here's the thing. So here's the secret. So, of course, you know, when you like say, I was just thinking that, and the ads pop up or whatever like that. If you Google search it, that also helps with the pixel ads and all that fun stuff. But even like your spending limits, like even what you like Amazon, you're like, oh, that's too expensive. That stuff still comes up. And it's like, oh, well, she has the budget of a $1,200 gaming chair. So here's other
stuff. I was just looking, Google. I was just looking. I was window shopping.
I was trying to buy, I really like bourbons. So I was trying to find like a specific bourbon that's usually Target has it. But when I've gone the past like couple of weeks, it's just they haven't restocked it. And so I looked up like, can you order a bourbon? You can. But now I get ads for this thing called like, it's a bourbon of the month club. And it's like $70 a month. And they send you a bottle. I'm like, wow, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. That's crazy. That's insane to spend that much money.
Show.
Huh?
You should get them to sponsor the show. You need to do like
Their ads are basic. We could hit them up and we could at least make a better ad for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, I got a beard. I'm a white guy with a beard. Of course I'm drinking bourbon.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
What are you talking about?
Before we go any further, I did want to give a quick shout out to another friend of the show. This has been a great episode so far, but it wouldn't be possible without our friends over at Quip. Now, has your morning or evening routine changed recently, DJ? I'm asking that nebulously, but also to
Why would it have possibly changed? For what reason?
It's hard to say. I don't think I sleep at regular hours now. I haven't seen the sun in a few days, but I do feel, I don't know, like I need a routine.
Yes.
I think that's important. Quip's been a big help with that. But you know what? I got to ask myself, and I'm asking you as well, what's special about getting Quip/oral care delivered? Well, one is a quarantine. You should limit how many times you go out. But the delivery system is top of the notch, if I may say so. Now, good health starts with good habits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all your oral care essentials you need to brush and floss better. The Quip electric toothbrush has timed sonic vibrations for 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute routine. But there's even a sized-down version designed for children.
Chillins. Paired with Quip's anti-cavity toothpaste in mint or watermelon, you get all the ingredients teeth actually need, and none they don't.
By the way, their mint one is delicious. I don't know if I'm supposed to say delicious for toothpaste, but it is. It's in my mouth.
Quip also has an eco-friendly refillable floss with a dispenser you keep for life, an expanding string that helps to clean in between.
By the way, we should have someone named Spencer on while we do this ad because speaking of Spencers, their dispenser going on. This can all be in the ad read, by the way. Quip's brush head toothpaste and floss refills are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5 each. A friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health. And shipping is free. Join over 3 million happy customers and practice good oral care easily and affordably with Quip, starting at $25.
And if you go to getquip.com/answers right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/answers, spelled getquip.com/answers. Quip, the good habits company.
Go brush your dang teeth. Now back to the show.
And wear a mask. Brush your teeth and then wear a gosh dang mask.
You don't need to brush your teeth under the mask. Just do it. You
know. Wear the mask.
It's all important.
So, Jayla, you mentioned like kind of like actualizing this year and finding clarity. You know, and basically bigots being outed, and of course, like J.K. Rowling won't shut the fuck up, and you've got I know, you know, Sam and I are big comic fans. You read comic books. A lot of comic artists or writers have been found to be not great guys in the past couple weeks. There's a lot of like. There's a lot of clarity, and I think you're right that it's in the long run it's a positive thing, but it's that difficult moment of discovering maybe a creator you liked, or for some people, people that they admired, they necessarily shouldn't admire. And I know you were on our friend Roxy's show, where we big fans of her over here. And I know you talked about a little bit, like, you know, J.K. Rowling, like, that you don't care about that. That doesn't bother you at all. Yeah, exactly.
Who's that?
Is there, like, has there ever been a creator that you admire that you later found out, like, uh-oh, this is a problem? And what is your system? Because you seem, I'm kind of envy you, because you seem like a very, very chill, very unbothered person. And so do you have a secret for, handling situations like that?
First off, I have to ask myself, were they in Forbes? I didn't think so.
I love it. I love it.
No, that's so superficial. But honestly, it took, time to develop that muscle of not giving a fuck, because every day I leave the house, every day I wake up in the morning, I'm living in a resistance in itself.
Yeah.
So I have to learn how to defy the odds, you know, even if I go to the mailbox, if I'm going to go to Walmart or the Big Lots, I'm living in a resistance. Yeah. So people aren't going to always agree with me about walking. You know what I mean? Yeah. So let alone going to the bathroom and, you know, all those little things. So you have to pick and choose your battles. Pick and choose your battles, because you can't fight the whole world. You can't beat everybody. And you're going to just tire yourself out if you just swing and swing and swing in.
Yeah.
And never take the time out to breathe. Now, my initial reaction is, oh, girl, please. You know what I mean? I just keep throwing. But then I realize how this is affecting other people who don't have that that mentality of brushing it off, because it also pushes back the narrative of, you know, everybody being free or whatever the case might be. So, like we mentioned earlier, a lot of meditation and spiritual practice and a lot of redefining myself helps with that process of, quote unquote, not giving a fuck.
Yeah. I like that a lot. We have a question from our Discord. Danny X says, can you separate the creator from the art? How do you go about it? So when it comes to that, like your meditation, you're doing that, do you think people should view the art as separate from the creator? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, okay. I was going to say something, but that might be tipping on eggshells. So yes, you can. I was going to say a movie that I liked, but the person who, the production company is really bad people.
Okay.
So, you know, and that's just what we're facing right now.
Yeah.
I like a lot of music and art that has influenced everyone. You know what I mean? And there's a little bad about everything. Like, how many times I have Disney Plus, and you know, Walt Disney wasn't that, you know, he wasn't Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of learn to appreciate the hard work that goes into it, because I personally don't know these people.
Yeah.
So I can't be affected personally about them, but I can just empathize. I can be like, well, dang, that's really fucked up. And then, you know, and then also because cancel culture is real. So who gives a fuck what I say? If the people cancel you, you cancel.
You're
that's
done.
It.
You're canceled.
Yeah. So I'll let the cancel culture do it for you. I'm just going to just sit on back. Now, and pertaining to this, I am glad. I can say this gladly, that I have never been, because I used to always get shunned for it before. I'm not a Harry Potter fan.
Mm-hmm.
So Miss JK has never had any of my black dollar. Honey.
Yeah.
So
you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah. So I am like, who? Like, you know, and it's sad. She has so many people, like, you know, she fooled us all, I guess. But I'm glad to say I've never visited Harry Potter World. I've never had a butter beer or whatever the case might, whatever it is. I'm happy. So she's done.
She's done. She's gone.
Yeah, she should have stuck to Fantasyland or wherever she was, and that should have just been that. But that's what happens when you give people too much leeway, if you will. Yeah. And I'm like, why would you say these things? And a lot of people who say stuff like that are very ignorant on the topic. Most ignorant people say the most like absurd things, and they talk the loudest about things they don't know fuck about. You know what I mean? So we move on. Yeah.
It's what it's, you know, like, again, like knowing yourself, knowing your brain, knowing that stuff. It's like, hey, you know, maybe just stick to talking about publishing books. You know what I mean? And you stay out of the rest of it, especially like if you don't know.
And just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I feel like with that, like where it's like people tell actors to stay in their lane when they're talking about like stuff that does matter. But then at the same time, you hear J.K. Rowling say her stuff and you're just like, for real, go back to Harry Potter. Go back to writing the 17th Fantastic Beasts movie that no one's gonna like. Don't just go back to it. But I did want to bring up Bat Me One More Time, because a couple more times.
Keep plugging it.
Well, so if I read your website correctly, it's been promoted or used on a couple of shows. Correct me? Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I had a stroke.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So we had the opportunity to work on Pose on FX. So we're one of the leading makeup brands, because they're using all like, you know, indie brands to promote this great show. And they actually got nominated last year for an Emmy for like outstanding looks or whatever the category was. So I'm just happy to be a part. So I was like, if they would have won, does that make me like an Emmy winning makeup company?
I think so. You can put it on the box.
I put less on business cards or email signatures. You're totally fine. You can do that.
Hold the phone. Okay. Hold the phone.
Like, I don't want to be like, people say, well, Michael Jackson was my fourth cousin. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was very that. And we also got a chance to do the rock show Ballers.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
We did some makeup on them and it was really great. Now, when I say makeup, I personally don't do nobody's makeup. I'm not a Sephora girl. I'm not a counter girl. I can't do anyone's makeup to save my life. So that's why I just stick to selling it.
Yeah.
I can do my own makeup. I did my own makeup today because I just know how like it's supposed to look. But I'm like, you know, and it's like, oh, you don't want me to do anybody else's face. So I just stick to what I use. I stick to what I know, and it's just selling products.
I'm kind of still hung up on, you talked about Pose being nominated for an Emmy with the makeup and everything. And I'm like, who could they have possibly lost to?
Yeah.
It might have been RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay. All right. Because
they win every year.
Me and my wife are big fans of Pose, and so it's really cool to hear that your makeup's been involved in that show, because it's a big fan of it.
Yeah. So all the lashes that you see on the, especially like more of the second season, you saw more of like our looks and our eyelashes and all that kind of great stuff. And
very cool.
Season 3, we're back. They're doing it again. I think Ryan Murphy, FX, all those people for giving me the opportunity to make sure that our cast members look great, and I guess reaching back too, because I had an opportunity to work with. So the reason how I got Pose was Angelica Ross, who plays Candy, is on the show. Yeah. She was one of my first Bat Me models ever.
Wow.
And then she like blew up. Mm-hmm. And was like, well, I know somebody that can help us. And she reached back.
That's incredible. And
that's how you're supposed to do it.
And that is what helped me continue to keep passing the torch and then expand into this full cosmetics line and continue to have the principles that I have.
I love it. That makes me so happy. And it makes me, and it's also good as we talk about, you know, people not being so great. It makes me happy to hear a show that I enjoy actually benefiting the community and being a part of that, and actors in it going back and supporting the people that have been a part of their history. But before we wrap up, I know on Roxy's show, you mentioned that you like to game, and I feel like it would be a mistake to let you go without talking about gaming a little bit. I know you were talking a little bit about
my favorite part.
Yeah,
I know you talked a little about being excited about Cyberpunk 2077. Is there anything like, what are you playing? Are you playing anything right now?
Okay, so right now so this is like my revisiting stage. I am revisiting Battlefront 2.
Nice.
Star Wars. So that's kind of what I'm stuck on right now. Like, I was supposed to do my laundry yesterday and I was like, okay, one more round. And then like somebody actually just moved my clothes for me. So I thank my neighbors for that. So I'm back to the Uncharted series.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm back in Uncharted. I've been kicking little 12-year-old ass in Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and let's see. And a little bit of GTA on the side, like online. But those are pretty much like my main games right now. Super excited for PlayStation 5 to come out. If anybody want to pay for mine, I'll give you my Venmo. And I'm excited about Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Yeah.
I legit like boohoo cried when I saw the reveal trailer, and my friends were like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "It's just so happy to me that," because I always preach that representation matters so much, especially now. So growing up, I didn't have nothing but Storm. You know what I mean? So then seeing all these characters evolve, and you know, characters with disabilities, characters who you know who are Middle Eastern. You know, you just see different varieties. It keeps the principle of what Stan Lee stood for. And now that this is happening and kids today get to see, you know, biracial Spider-Man or whatever the case might be, it just makes me so happy. And fuck the people in the comments who are saying, like, I'm never going to buy this game. And why is Spider-Man Black? Spider-Man has been Black since 2011. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the grossing spinoffs of Spider-Man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, and I also don't understand. I feel I've said this before. I don't understand why people get up in arms about that. If you're a fan of games, if you're a fan of movies, if you're a fan of TV shows, more stories, different stories, you should be in that. You should be on board with that because you want to switch it up. You want new opportunities and to see new and different things and experience, like whatever. So as far as PS5 goes, Miles Morales, we talked a little bit about that too last week. Big fans of that. Was there any other PS5? Because I just watched a video the other day that kind of like ran down all the trailers. Were there any other things that you're like, oh, I'm way on board for that?
Okay. If I tell you, will you judge me?
No.
Right?
No. No judgment. This is a no judgment zone.
I am looking forward to Stray.
Stray? Is that the one with the cat and the robots?
Yes.
It looks amazing.
I missed that one. What's that one?
So for those that don't know, I just saw the trailer. I don't even really know what the gameplay is, but you're basically, Angela, correct me if I'm wrong here, you're basically a delivery cat in a post-human world. Like instead of humans, there's all these kind of cute-looking robots, and we just got a cat. So me, I saw this. I'm like, well, I'm on board. You got me. Take all my money. I don't even know what the game is. I'm on board.
I think it might be similar to the game. There's a game, a PC game, where you play as a detective, but you're a cat.
Nice.
And it's like humans.
Yeah.
And it's something island. I can't remember what it was, but it's kind of like similar to that. Like you're playing as the cat and you're going through this open world. So when I saw it, I was like, this is pretty cool. I don't know what the hell it's about.
Yeah.
But I noticed the cat has this like pretty cool backpack. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's some like, you know, Jack and Daxter type thing, but who knows? I'm excited.
Yeah,
that's a Jack and Daxter. I know they announced the new
Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. I didn't play Ratchet and Clank until I was like a teenager, like on like the PS3 maybe, because I just missed it as a kid. And then all of a sudden I realized how great it was. I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. Like, this is such a cool game. So I'm really excited that there's a new one of those coming.
Yeah.
But again, if you want to buy a PS5 for the three of us, not one for the three of us, three for each of us.
For three of us.
We will give you our Venmos or our PayPals. PayPal's just an email. You just need to send
an email. It's just an email.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Jail, it sounds like you're playing a good mix, but do you prefer single player experiences or multiplayer?
It depends. I am a multiplayer kind of girl because I have super fast internet. I don't mind paying the extra, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I am like very invested in like making other people cry. And I like to make sure that you can hear them like, oh, fuck you. I'm like, yeah, fuck you too. But my thing is like, no one really knows that I'm like super gamey unless you like see me over here. And I'm like in my gaming, my tongue out like, you know. But I am like... I don't know. It's been taking over me. I guess quarantine is to blame for that.
Yeah, I've definitely revisited some stuff. I started playing. I got Red Dead 2 when it came out in November, and I was just doing the single player mode. I'm like, I'm fine. Now in quarantine, I've gotten on online, and me and my buddy play online and stuff like that. And so it's like, you know, what else are you?
I might be more multiplayer, even more when the Avengers game comes out. It's been pre-ordered already, so I'm ready for it. And I know that they're going to release some more stuff on the 24th about like story missions and all that kind of stuff. So I can't wait. And so once we get that, we can definitely multiplayer.
Let's do it.
I'm so excited that because Kamala Khan is like the main character for Avengers, and that's so cool that because she's a relatively new character, just like Miles, relatively compared to Peter Parker, but still they've been around for a while, and now they're getting their due with her own show on Disney Plus, and she's in this game, and Miles is getting his own game. Also, I downloaded the song. It's a Kid Cudi song that's in the trailer for Miles Morales. It's really good. I've been re-listening to it when I'm running. I'm so fucking excited for both of those characters getting their time to shine because they're great. And I'm also going to be watching Spider-Verse this week because it's been a minute. I think it's been maybe 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I see a lovely poster in the bag, and I'm like, did you cry during that movie?
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Every time
I cry.
Every time, but sometimes at different points. Mm-hmm. But I always get chills at the What's Up Danger jumping off the building scene. Every time, the hair on my legs stand up.
That is my favorite scene.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. I was watching this video
of on YouTube, and it was the top 10 best movie scenes of all time. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the scenes. It was number two. And I was like, okay, I don't feel I'm the only one that feels this way. And I just have a box of tissues, and I haven't cried that much in a movie since it was The Lion King, of course. Mm-hmm. And then there was another movie, The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah. Okay.
I cried so much during that, but I cry the same when Spider-Verse comes on. I'm like, oh my God. And I just have a box tissue and just boohoo. So that's why, I don't know why I am so personally attached to Miles. I know him, but it's just, I don't know. It's just so heartwarming.
It just made me think though, in the Spider-Man PS4 game that just came out, you got 30 different suits. It would be really cool if you could get Miles's spray painted suit from the movie in the game.
I think we're gonna get it for the next one.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
That would be cool. I would really like to see that.
What happened, I think, is Square Enix did both games at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there is no way in hell this is here you go.
Yeah, man, right. They have it just ready to go.
Yeah, but I kind of saw it coming as soon as they introduced this character, I was like, oh, this is going to be a DLC, I thought. Mm-hmm. But it's a whole new game. I was like, okay, you beat me on that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. And man, I don't know about PS5. I'm usually 3 years late on buying next gen consoles just because I don't want to spend all that money. But that's going to be tough. I really want to play that Miles game, and I want to play it right. But that being said, Jayla, one more time, where can people find you to watch your stuff or follow you on social media? Where can they get you?
Absolutely. So I don't have Twitter, but I do because I'm not that interesting enough to be like, I had coffee today, you know?
I think you're smart to not be on Twitter because it's stressful.
It's incriminating.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So you guys can follow me on Instagram at Who is Jayla Rocks? Because a lot of people don't know who I am, but you will once you figure out my lovely dance parties on Instagram that I post on my stories. And you guys can shop at Batme Cosmetics, BATME Cosmetics.com. And that's it. I'm not that funky of a person. So that's it.
That's awesome. Jayla, thank you so much for joining us today. This was a really special episode, and I really hope our audience, because they've always been supportive of our guests, and we're lucky to have a really supportive and sweet audience. So please go check out Batme Cosmetics.
I love you guys too.
They're all great. And Danny M, I know you were in the chat today, and I appreciate you guys and everyone else joining us in the chat. Thank you for sending in questions and supporting us. If you do through Patreon, it's patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. You can join us there and join our Discord where you can talk with us and talk with each other. Make new friends, do that kind of stuff. You can follow us on Twitter at Only Stupid Answers.
You ain't got the vowels from stupid.
Works so much better when we're in the room together, but we try.
We make it work.
But we have reviews coming out on our YouTube channel for Doom Patrol. There's actually a spoiler-free review out right now. There's a review for Stargirl, for Harley Quinn. Gang, support us however you can, but if you wouldn't mind, share this podcast and rate it on whatever podcasting app you listen to it on. But until next time, stay safe, wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
Don't listen to anybody else. Wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Just wear a mask. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.